You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, March 31st. How about an all-you-can cruise pass? Well, one cruise line is doing that. Margaritaville at Sea has announced the Ultimate Paradise Pass, which allows guests to take unlimited cruises between Palm Beach and Freeport, Bahamas on a ship through the end of the year. The pass costs $899 and includes the ability to bring along one additional guest, not including taxes or port fees. To use the pass, cruises must be booked between 1 and 3 days of departure, and it can only be used for ocean view or interior staterooms. For more details on this, check out cruiseradio.net. Interesting concept. And Disney Cruise Line's upcoming ship, Disney Treasure, has reached its next construction milestone as the keel was laid at the Meyer Werft shipyard in Germany. A ceremony to celebrate the occasion also included the placing of a coin under the keel, which is a symbol of good fortune for the ship. Disney Treasure is scheduled to debut next year. It's the second of three new ships planned to launch through 2025, following Disney Wish, which debuted last summer. And for the second week in a row, the CDC is investigating a gastrointestinal outbreak on Royal Caribbean's Enchantment of the Seas. Last week, Ceylon impacted 6% of guests and crew. That's 115 people out of 3,200. And for reference, the CDC defines an outbreak of 3% or more people, including crew on board. Above 3% is also required to be reported to the agency. The cruise line did enhanced cleaning and disinfection procedures. According to the Mayo Clinic, the number one cause of norovirus spread is touching or eating in a place where utensils or food has been handled by someone with the virus. Enchantment of the Seas was the eighth ship to report an outbreak of 3% or more to the CDC this year. And the photo of the week this week comes from Jay over in Colorado of Holland America's Konings Dam over in French Polynesia. Looking good. Send your photos to doug@cruiseradio.net. All photos are subject to broadcast. And cruise line stocks were up on Thursday. Carnival Corporation up 3%, 10.16. Royal Caribbean up 1%, 64.72. Norwegian also up 1%, 13.27. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.